life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Saints of God, say amen. To the triune Godhead, to Reverend Tyson. You saw Reverend Dearborn and Sister Dearborn Lee. They were not being rude. He has a preaching engagement this morning. And let us pray for him. To our First Lady, Sister Green, to our deacons and deaconess, to our praise team, amen, who did such a marvelous job on this morning, to our ministers of music, to this choir. God is just good. To Sister Linda Lewis and your entire committee, job well done. I think that awareness needs to be given, especially to our to the African-American culture. We need to go. I thank God for Brother Sapp. That was very informative that the men should go get your screening. Amen. Let us turn to the book of Mark very briefly. Very briefly. We won't hold you long. I promise I won't. I promise I won't. While you're finding that scripture, brethren, I would never ask you to do something that I haven't already begun myself. And the month of November is No Shave November. And y'all see how y'all look ripped? Didn't shave this morning. No, I haven't shaved all week long. Because I'm never going to ask you to do something that I haven't done myself. The No Shave November is for the awareness of the cancer of men that we go through. So let us, if you can get on this boat with me, if you get past the first 3 days of itching, you're going to be all right. But sisters, all of you who don't, I don't like hair on my man's face, let him do it just for 1 month. Because this is an awareness that we need to get involved in. So men, I challenge you to get on this board with me. Amen. Gospel of Mark, very familiar passage of scripture dealing, as I'm asking God to give me something to encourage women in this moment. I know men also are stricken with breast cancer, but he took me to a very familiar passage of scripture that I preached over and over again in different places, but he always gives me an insight of the scripture in a different manner. Amen. And in the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 5, chapter 5, verse 25. We there? And a certain woman which had an issue, that's good, you can sit down. A woman's issue. As we look at this text, there are all forms of issues that we have. Domestically, financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. But the issue that we want to deal with this morning very briefly is a medical issue, a health issue. You've heard all the stats, you've heard all the reports, you heard all the preventive measures, you heard about the warning of going get screened. You heard the sister, where she said, read on the left side of the paper. Demand to get examined. Amen. There are some issues that we bring on ourselves. And in this text, I promise you very briefly, you're going to see the how this woman dealt with her issue. And you're also going to see in this text the dangers of taking your issues to places that can't handle your issue. We know that Jesus in the text is on his way. He's in transit to Jairus' house. Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, had asked Jesus to come and lay his hand on his daughter. Jesus accepts the request. They are marching to Jairus' house, and there just happened to pass by this woman. Now, Levitical law, she had an issue of blood for 12 years, an outflowing of blood from her body. And Levitical law, chapters 14, 15, and 16, declares that this woman is unclean, that she is to wear a remnant that was ripped. And if anyone come from 50 to 100 feet of her, she is to cry out unclean. She is socially alone. She is broke. She's busted. She's disgusted. She's all alone because she's dealing with an issue. And if you notice, well, Sister Lewis and the other lady said that family is important. But if you would discover in the text, she was abandoned by her family because of the law. Man has put a law on people, and they even put a statute of limitation on sickness. When you're sick, when you're first starting to get this sick, the first beginning stages of sick, everybody coming to pray with you, people sending you cards, you're getting phone calls, but don't be sick too long. They'll soon forget about you. This text, this woman had an issue of blood, verse 25, it gives the length of her problem. She had it for 12 years. And in that 12-year tenure, not only she had to deal with physical problems and mental problems, but she was dealing, sisters, with emotional problems. No husband with her, no children with her, no family members coming to see about her. She's all alone. But to make matters even worse, you would see in verse 26, she suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had, and nothing got better. But it only got worse. She had went to the doctors. She did all she could. She did everything that could possibly be done in that day. So the Bible says that she spent all. That means at one time she had money. But now she's at her last dime. She has nothing to offer, nothing to give. She's lonely. Nobody wants to do anything to be with her. Nobody wants to socialize with her. And by the Levitical law, she cannot socialize with anyone. She's all by herself dealing with this illness. And when you are diagnosed with something, this is what the devil, this is how he wants you to feel, that you're all by yourself, that nobody else been diagnosed with, you've been diagnosed with. People are dying. Nobody's getting healing, because when you're diagnosed with something, you hear more about the death of the diagnosis than the delivery of the diagnosis. Can I tell you this something this morning? No matter what the doctor says, God's got the final word on your life. She was diagnosed 12 years ago with an issue of blood. But the praising thing about the text, and I'm going to help you out this morning, don't focus on her issue. Focus on how long she had her issue. She had it for 12. Y'all ain't got the text yet. She had it for 12 years, but she's still alive. She don't have a dime in her pocket, but she's still alive. The brother she loved ran off and left her, but she's still alive. The children don't want to have nothing to do with her. Society don't want to have nothing to do with her, but she's still alive. Look to your neighbor. I'm not all of that, but I'm still here. She's still alive. And watch this. Watch this, sisters. She's in this battle with this diagnosis. She don't have any money. But here's your praise cue. Jesus still came in her direction. Y'all didn't get me. She didn't. Let me bring it. Can I bring it up? Maybe you can understand it better. 2017. She had no Obamacare. She had no health insurance. The government is trying to take the little bit that she has. No hospital don't want to see her. Nobody want to help her. Nobody want to help her. But Jesus still came in her direction. Husband went in one direction, but Jesus came in her direction. I wish I had somebody here to testify and say, no matter what you're dealing with, he'll come in your direction. And guess what? He came in her direction on his way to bless somebody else. And so when somebody else is getting blessed, don't get mad because you're still on the hospital bed. Their blessing could lead to your blessing. She suffered all she had. She suffered all we had. I'm almost through with this text. She suffered all she had. She was broke. She had nobody, nobody to talk to her. But sometimes, watch this, God will allow you to get to this stage just to call on him. Maybe stage one wasn't good enough. Maybe stage two wasn't good enough. Maybe even stages 1, 2, 3, you had more confidence in the doctor than you did God. But when you got to stage 4, when the doctor who you said confidence saying you don't have a 6 months to live, God said, now you don't have no other choice but to turn to me. Because the doctor that you had faith in have given up on you. But baby, I've got power to turn your stage 4 to stage 0 if you only trust in me. Is there anybody can testify knowing that whatever an x-ray have found, God can take it out of your life? Oh, I wish I had somebody here to testify that he is still able. Hey. Mount Zion, here's your praise cue. If you don't remember nothing about this text I'm preaching to you in a moment, remember this. Here is the turning point in this woman's life. She's being diagnosed with something that have left her abandoned. She's been diagnosed with something that has been left her broke, left her busted and disgusted. But oh, verse 27 comes into play. She heard Jesus. She heard the diagnosis. She heard the abandonment. She heard that she was broke. But then to top it all, to override all what she heard about Jesus. Oh, y'all missed this. It's right here before you. Watch this. When she heard about Jesus, the text says she got in the press. Now, let me backtrack. Levitical law declares she is not to come into 100 feet of someone without the screaming unclean. But when she heard about Jesus, she forgot about what the law said. She just had to get to Jesus. And see, when you hear about Jesus, you got to forget about what the doctor said. You got to forget about what the negative people said. You got to forget about people saying, oh, baby, that's the big one. You're not going to make it. But because when you hear Jesus' name, you got to think about he gave sight to the blind. When you hear Jesus' name, you got to think about he took a little boy's lunch and fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. When you think about Jesus, he stood on the hull of a ship in the midst of the storm, told the wind to shut your mouth and told the waves to lay down and say, peace be still. Is there anybody in here have heard of Jesus? If that's not good enough for you, he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He's got food waiting on your table at home for you. Because when you hear of Jesus, it'll make you do things you never thought you would do. You're up shouting this morning because you heard of Jesus. You ran down the aisle because you heard of Jesus. That was the turning point. Anybody have ever had a turning point? When things was going bad, but then God stepped in and gave you a turning point. She got in this press. She didn't declare what the report said. She wasn't concerned anymore about what the law said. All she knew was she had to get to Jesus. She got in there. And I said this before, I'm going to tell you again. She got in the press, bloody, broke. She didn't have beauty like some of you sisters because her disease had drained her. Women was looking down at her. They were whispering about her in the corners. They was talking about how her husband left. Just bringing you up to 2017. They was talking about how their husband ever left her. How her children have abandoned her. How she's living on the streets now. She was once all of that, but look at her now. But this woman wasn't concerned about what they said about her. She wasn't concerned on how they was turning up her nose at her. She wasn't concerned about the click in the corner talking about her. All she know is she's got to get to Jesus. And when you got to get to Jesus, you got to forget about what people think about you. You got to forget about what folks say about you, because it's all about Jesus and you. She gets in here. She gets in here in the crowd. And oh, Rum Tyson,
the big time sisters who had it all together, didn't want to have nothing to do with her. When she get in the crowd, they would move out of her way. When she get in the crowd, they would step back as though they don't want to have nothing to do with her. But she say, that's good, because the more you step back, the easier it is for me to get to Jesus. When people don't want to say nothing to you, that's the easiest way you to get to Jesus, because you can't get to him because there's too many people in your way. And when they get out of the way, you ought to praise God. I've got a better way now to get to him. Is there anybody can testify when folk don't want to talk to me that it's you getting out of my way? She made her way. She got in. She got in. She reached out, Sister Lewis, and touched the hem of his garment. Watch this. Watch this. She was still bloody, but she reached out. She was still broke, but she reached out. She was still isolated, but she reached out. What are you saying, preacher? No matter what you're going through, do not allow that to stop you from praising God. I don't care what you're going through in the secular. Doesn't mean you can't praise God in the spiritual. I can still raise my hand even if my hand hurts, because God's been good to me. I can still stand on my feet even if my feet and leg hurt, because God's been good to me. I can still give him the highest praise, hallelujah, with a headache. And if anybody can testify that I praise God hurting, I praise God sad, I praise God with all manner of things in my life, because he is worthy. So she reached out. Let me educate you here. The Bible says she reached out to him. Now, it wasn't about the him, but it was about him. Let me say it again. It wasn't about the him. It was all about him. I don't want you to get this thing wrong. You're giving more credit to the him and not him. Because it wasn't the him, but it was who was wearing the him. She was too weak to talk to him on her own, but she talked to him through her actions. You ain't get what I'm saying? Sometimes you can walk in church and don't say a word. Mama used to say, if I can't say a word, I'm waving my hand saying, Lord, thank you. I'm waving my hand saying, Lord, you woke me up this morning. When she touched that hem and the hem touched her, oh, you ain't get what I'm saying. She touched the hem, but him touched her. I know the grammar ain't right, but that's how I got to say it. But him touched her. And when him went through the him touched her. She felt what he had. And when she felt what he had, Jesus felt what he had leaving from him to her. Oh, y'all get it right now. And when she felt it, she got up from her disease. When she felt it, she realized that she was healed. Now, I know you're looking at, oh, he was healed immediately, but I've been having cancer. Remember, she had it for 12 years. I think it was about her time for deliverance. And when she felt it, she got up. Oh, watch this. Y'all ready for your praise cue? Come along here with me. She got blessed right in front of the ones who didn't want to have nothing to do with her. Jesus did more for her than he did for the ones who was already in the crowd. I wish somebody can testify and say, I'm just standing here waiting on my day. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but one of these days he's going to bless me. Watch this, watch this. She stood up. Jesus said, who touched me? Here come the disciples. Lord, there's so many people around here. It could have been anybody. Jesus, oh, no. No, no. This wasn't no anybody touch. The woman was sneaking away. But she said, Brother Cooper, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I just can't keep it to myself. She said, Ah, Lord, it was me. I touched you. Jesus said, Now, sister, daughter, thy faith have made you whole. Y'all just missed this. Let me back it up because you didn't get it. She was healed. Then Jesus says, Your faith have made you whole. Just because you heal don't mean you're whole. There's still something else you got to do. See, you can't sneak a healing from God without acknowledging God, the one who did the healing. You can't send cards to your doctors and never raise your voice and say, Lord, thank you for healing my body. But you know why Jesus did this? He made this nobody, this insignificant woman, the people that didn't want to have nothing to do with her, Jesus made her center of attraction. He said, Now y'all been following me all this time, but now look who's standing up in front of me, having a conversation with me with a brand new healed body. The same ones you didn't want to have nothing to do with. You got to be careful how you treat people along this way. You don't know who God's going to use. You don't know who God is going to touch. You don't know who God is going to bless. And I want to be in that circle when he hands out those blessings. Is there anybody here to testify and say, I've got issues, but there is no issue that he can't handle? I'm getting ready to leave you now, but if you don't mind, stand on your feet and praise God with me. Say, Lord, I got issues, but I'm reaching out. Lord, they've been lying on me, but I'm reaching out. Lord, I've been sick in my body, but I'm reaching out. I've got blood. I'm busted and disgusted, but Lord, I'm reaching out. Bless you today. There is no issue that you're dealing with that God can't handle. Yes, breast cancer is a monster, but God is a monster killer. Can I get a praise out of here one more time? If you trust God enough, the monster won't kill you, but he'll kill the monster. He can do it like no one else can. But there's a flip side to this coin. Again, I echo what Brother Sapp said. Go get your screening. Don't lay on your blessed assurance. Say, God, I'm waiting on you to come heal me. The woman would have never got healed if she never would have went. God didn't give these men and women this knowledge of your anatomy for nothing. Go get your screening. If you feel something ain't not going on right, go get it checked out. That's why I was so adamant with Sister Linda Lewis. She would. We stayed on the phone. So, Reb, I don't feel like. I said, Oh, yeah, baby, you're going to do this. Well, Reb, well, you can find somebody. I said, No, ma'am, you're going to do this. And she did a remarkable job. Her committee did a remarkable job. Because so many people are dying simply because you're not aware. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. And if you're here this morning, you ought to come. While the blood is running warm in your veins, and no matter what issue that you have, and we all have some, but you're not in this alone. You're not the only one. Don't let the devil tell you that God is picking on you. And you know what else the devil tried to tell you? Just because you get sick, that God is after you because of some wrong you've done. God is not a God of retaliation. He's bigger than that. He's a compassionate God. And if you're here this morning, you ought to come just like that woman. Come with all your issues. God bless you, baby. That's right. Now we ought to be standing, giving God a praise.
To the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr., pastor. We invite you to come and experience the change at our church, located at 11th, 16th, and Day Street here in Alexandria. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, we would like to hear from you by calling the church at 318-448-1604. That's 318-448-1604. We invite you to tune in again next week at this same time for the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus.